We're told it looks like he became separated to one side of the blast of water. Rescuers haven't yet managed to recover his body, so we don't have his identity. The families have been informed of the situation. They're still being looked after at the community centre in Rose nearby. We're told the search has already made some progress into the mine. They're now trying to get to the remaining air pockets on the other side of the mass of water in the hope of locating the rest of the miners.